everyone. You're listening to the Aviation Reporter, your podcast about everything related to airports, airlines, and aviation industry. In this episode, in collaboration with EMA Systems, you will hear an interesting interview with Anton Derex about how sensor technology is disrupting the passenger experience. We're going to have a great discussion with Jean-Luc Devisha. Let's give the floor to them.
My name is Anton Derex. I'm a co-founder and a co-CEO of CrowdScan. CrowdScan is a Belgium spin-off of the University of Antwerp and the IMAC Research Group. We were founded in 2020, and we have, in fact, a new technology, a patented technology to measure the amount of people present in a certain environment based on a wireless sensor network. So it's a brand new technology, which is already used at festivals within smart cities, mainly for safety and retail, and also on the public transport area for passenger counting. And now we're exploring the aviation business to see how we can benefit their operations. So I'm a crowd specialist, so that's my main concern within the company. How can the technology be used?
Cool. Now, of course, we know that crowd management has been around for some time, but it's getting more and more important. And not only if we see what has happened over the past few years, but also, of course, in the airport environments where predictability, where managing the crowd is quite critical in function also of passenger experience. What is your feeling when we say that crowd management has gained a lot of importance? Why is this? How can we keep momentum?
I think there are several reasons. Also mentioned at PT Amsterdam last week, the same topics I often heard passing by again. It was like, okay, of course we had COVID. I don't want to remember people on this period, but COVID with all these restrictions and also the social distance requirements, it was something new and it definitely gave a new momentum on the importance of good crowd management. So we had to rethink the operations of airports, how to manage social distance within such an area. Second thing is the focus on customer experience. This gained momentum as well. And a lot of studies already indicated like a happy customer spends more money in your retail area. And the longer time you have to shop, the more revenue there is for an airport. Suitable crowd management and a happy passenger flow just generates revenue for an airport and increases satisfaction. The third thing is the space constraint we have. Like we have increasing number of passengers, and certainly in Europe and in the United States, airports all already at their max capacity or often nearby. So crowd management to keep this number of passengers floating through your airport is just gaining importance. We had like earlier arrival of passengers a couple of years ago. So people were urged to arrive 3 hours in advance, 2 hours in advance, which gave a lot more passengers arriving early in your central hallways at security. So also there was a reshuffle or a rethinking of how to manage the airport. And then, of course, operational efficiency. There is a shortage even these days of trained personnel. So we need smarter use of the staff, of the environment. And we saw this last summer where a combination of, let's say, the rise in passengers again after COVID combined with a shortage of experience staff has been a challenge for a lot of airports, resulting in serious queuing times in some airports.
Well, actually, you already answered my other question, which was more around crowd management. You said it's also related to understand when people will be arriving so that you can foresee the necessary staffing. Anton, what are for you the key scenarios airports should be looking at when we talk about crowd management?
There is the increase in non-flying revenue, which is needed for a lot of airports. So, and revenue is often referred to the retail. So a better understanding of your retail area, how it's living, how many people are there, how many persons are visiting the different shops. This is an important point to know. Also, the predictions you touched on, better predictions are important, but you can only have predictions if you have good data. So we need predictions for a better understanding of how an airport is operating. You can also use the data, crowd management data, for better modeling. Like, are there possible improvements in design? As we said, like increased capacity, how can we improve the flow of passengers? How can we increase the throughput? But if you do something, you have to model it, but then you have to measure also, was the model correct? Because you can model something, but people don't always behave like the avatar in your modeling system. So you have to measure afterwards, did the results come true? Also important are energy savings. More and more questions are raised about, can we adapt lighting or even the heating systems towards the number of people present? Why heating at full max, a hallway that is empty, or a terminal at night where there's no one present, why keep all the lights on? So we're looking at this kind of solutions also. And to increase this customer experience, you need to have better real-time information, both for instance, dynamic signage and all the wayfinding solutions that are on the market currently improve this customer experience. They need real-time data as well. So this is also something in crowd management that is of utmost importance. And then a last topic I would say is like mobility as a service. In crowd management, we often talk about the last mile also. So people arrive from a certain public transport station, so you can measure the platform density at these stations to see how many people will arrive, let's say, within 50 minutes to my airport. You have people waiting outside on the curbside, so can you increase like the number of taxis or Ubers depending on how many people are waiting outside? So it's more a give a dynamic heat map of your airport so you can improve all of these kind of operations.
No, I mean, there's not a big number of scenarios, and indeed I didn't really think about the sustainability aspect, which, as you mentioned, can be quite important in function of the people at certain parts of the airport. You can really shut off certain parts, or you can really kind of cut down on heating and lighting. So that's indeed an interesting scenario to combine it with the crowd management aspect. When I was kind of doing a mini research on what you were doing, I saw that you talked a lot about real-time density analysis, which is different than the pure simulation aspect, which you see with so many companies. Why this focus, and then why are for you the dynamics so important?
First of all, it's not something we say that is important, of course. We see the advantage and the need of real-time data, but the question you always have to ask yourself is what can it deliver? It's always, does it improve your operations? Does it make them better or safer? Does it generate revenue, or can it increase passenger satisfaction? And we are quite convinced that we tick the boxes. Why? Because first of all, I already mentioned, to have better predictions, you need, as Brian Kopp of Cincinnati said, you need data advancement. They have, for instance, like their staff is wearing, they have wearables, so they can call the nearest staff member to a restaurant when a certain threshold of visitors is reached to check for the lavatories or waste bins. So for that, you need real-time data about how many people were there in the restaurant or walking in the retail area. And then Mr. Chapman Fong of Hong Kong Airport said the same thing, like real-time operation centers, it's to avoid that upstream processes influences the downstream processes. So to improve all this, we are convinced that an airport should have as much real-time data as possible available. But of course, and that's also what you are doing, of course, this data should be used wisely and on one combined platform so it can add real value to your airport. So just delivering real-time data without any intelligence behind, or visualizations or operations or a crowd management plan, is of no value. Another thing I see is that a lot of data is available, but there's still a lot of room for improvement. As I heard, not all airports even have access to the booking information of the airlines, for example. So that's something that struck me when I heard this, because it's vital. If there are sudden, if you have a congress, let's say, or big fair in your city, and you have like 25,000 people arriving at your airport, which weren't there last year, or if you have a Champions League final, so you can expect like an additional amount of 40,000 passengers coming to your airport. If you don't have real-time data, we'll be surprised. And if we have a closer look at, let's say, the passenger flow management tools, and namely the people count technologies, there is still far from 100% coverage on an airport. As already said, prediction models are highly dependent from reliable historical data to give this good prediction, but also as-is data. As airports, they're just known to be one of the most challenging environments when it comes to predictions. I don't have to explain to the listeners, I think, but no 2 days are ever the same in an airport. An interesting thing was also something Warwick of Fate Group said. There is a lack of operational knowledge. First item, a lot of actions are still reactive in an airport. Well, you should strive to be ahead of things. That's at least my impression. I used to be a police officer, so if I can think forward and I can avoid accidents to happen, I was always working in that way. But consequently, of course, if you cannot measure it, it's easy said, you cannot manage it. So that's why I think our real-time data can just add a lot of useful information to operations of an airport. And then also a lot of airports, they want, let's say, fancy dashboards, but they need data, of course, and therefore you need the right sensors. So that's an important thing. But when you talk of technologies, of course, it's not the technology of that's going to solve the problems. That's it's a misconception sometimes. But when you look for a solution, I think you should always start with defining a concept of operations with all the stakeholders in an airport, and from there you can then go to a, let's say, a problem solution through technologies. It has to be outcome focused to what do we want. So that's something. With crowds, we definitely like is to think with the customer, what do you want? And even if it's not crowds, then you use another technology, because it's always going to be a combination of technologies to have or to find the best solution.
I remember two things of what you said, of course. Is you were surprised about a lot of data not being available to all the people at the airport, like airline data, which is not uncommon. You see it in many airports that there is a kind of a disconnect between different stakeholders. Cincinnati is, like you said, the example of people being able to be called into certain to help in certain operations is quite an exception, because it means that the airport kind of also owns the different aspects from retail all the way down to ground handling and other aspects, which in a lot of airports is not the case. So stakeholder management and how you collaborate on the airport is, like you said, critical. You need to have a good relationship with all the stakeholders before you can also intervene and do much better things with all the data you collect. So I think that was an important statement. Are there some key trends you also see happening in the aviation industry with your background? Is there from, you mentioned festivals, you mentioned huge crowds gathering. Is there anything we can learn which can also be beneficial for the aviation industry? What do you see as key trends when it comes to crowd management related to the aviation industry?
I have, of course, a background with large-scale events and such disasters like in Seoul, where you have a mass gathering of people, high densities with a lot of dead people. As a result, we will not find that in an airport immediately. But you can have crowd management issues and high densities at a lower level anyway. And a lot of these areas are not covered and staff will not be aware of their presence. What I do see key trends which might impact this crowd management is like the flexible check-in counters. They will change the dynamics in an airport even more. So now you have these straight queuing lines. You know where people will wait, but if this is going to be more flexible, you have to be able to anticipate or see what happens. Also, the increased use of biometrics in the future, they will impact queuing times at security. So also there you must be aware of what's happening and you must have some system in place to focus on these queuing times or rise in density. Already mentioned, the increasing number of passengers with a lot of airports already at their maximum capacity will require intelligent solutions in both design and operations, where these predictions and reliable real-time data will become just a necessity, I think. And then also the focus on customer experience. As a police officer, I was a bit surprised where at PTE Amsterdam, the security, let's say, talks, there was less people in the rooms there. So a couple of years ago, it was all about security and anti-terror measures, and now it's customer experience. But this will lead, this focus will lead to an increased need for data for them as well, both for the passenger asset as for the airports themselves.
Nice. I think that's a very nice summary of the things you see. Anything else you would like to add when it comes to the focus of crowd vision or anything else which might be of interest for our listeners?
I just think I like to mention always, as I said, like it's going to be a combination of technologies. And when I talk to the professionals in the airport industry, I saw a lot of focus for the moment on tracking of passengers. With our technology of CrowdScan, we are GDPR proof because we work with signal strength. So we don't track a passenger, but we work with sensors that are battery powered, so we can cover large areas and we don't need cables. So it's really easy to install our sensors around large areas, terminals, hallways, whatever, which are not covered for the moment. So I would like to see more airports having like a real-time heat map of of the airport to see what happens, and let's combine this with other technologies. And there are intelligence companies which have nice platforms to combine all these data. So I think there are still some steps that can be taken.
Yeah, just like you said, I mean, yeah, you now have, let's say, the affordable solutions to bring heat maps on a wider level or wider scale at airports. And most likely pricing was always an issue in the past, but if you make it available for, let's say, mass coverage, then this can only be applauded by airports.
And that's the focus of CrowdScan now, eh? Like I said, we are already at the festivals. Yes, thanks. But thanks anyway for the interesting time and the
You're very welcome.
Discussion.
Thank you for your preparation and of course also for the time for this this podcast. So thanks again, Anton Dirks, for speaking to us today. Thank you very much for kind of enlightening us on everything with regards to crowd management, and looking forward to hearing from you again in the future. And thanks to all our listeners for listening in today into today's podcast on crowd management. Have a lovely day and talk to you all very soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This podcast has been brought to you by MS Systems. EMA helps airports to optimize their ground operations by correlating real-time data through AI, including ACDM. You can visit www.ema.euro to find out more.